Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, politics, politics, politics with Seth Richardson. He's the political reporter for the Reno Gazette Journal. For the whole show, on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Wall Street makes investments. It's what they do. And when big banks invest in a politician like Joe Heck, the investment pays off. Big time. They've invested over $300,000 in him, and Heck has sponsored $44 million in tax breaks for banks. Like most Washington Republicans, he supported privatizing Social Security, making Wall Street billions in fees, risking our retirement in the stock market. Congressman Joe Heck. Big banks before Nevada families. Senate Majority PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Seth Richardson. He is the political reporter for the Reno Gazette Journal. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thanks for having me.
We're taping this the morning after the Dallas shootings. And in talking before we started taping, you brought up 1968 as perhaps a reference point. Explain that further, will you?
Yeah, you know, I obviously wasn't around in 1968, but when you look at the history books and you look at some people who were there at the time, there was a lot of turmoil going on, and they were going into, you know, especially going into the conventions that are coming up. People are expecting some contentious conventions as well, and there's a lot of turmoil, it seems, all over the country. You have an electorate that's really kind of disenfranchised right now, not feeling good about anything. And beyond that, you have a populace, specifically these, you know, black Americans who feel like they are the subject of discrimination by police. And then to top it all off, you have this Dallas shooting, which is just, you know, beyond anyone's imagination. It's just a whirlwind of events that has all kind of come together to create this perfect storm, for lack of a better word.
It's interesting, too. Somebody mentioned the other day, they said people are always talking about wanting a third-party candidate, but the truth of the matter is they'd rather see a second-party candidate because, really, there's not that much difference between the two main parties we have. Do you think that's part of what's driving this dissension in the community?
I think it's more got to do with just apathy. People are seeing, oh, it's the same over and over, and it's the same over and over, but at the same time, they don't feel like voting for a third party would actually do anything. You know, of course, if enough people voted for a third party, it would do something, but there's that feeling of, if I vote for a third party, it's just throwing a vote away. But you look at the polls right now. You look at Gary Johnson, and, you know, he's sitting around 10%. That's probably one of the highest we've ever seen a Libertarian poll in the past, you know, 15, 20 years. And you see people just getting really kind of fed up with a two-party system. Now, if it's enough to do away with a two-party system, probably not. You know, we've had a two-party system for, you know, about as long as the country has been around. So, but people might start exploring that option because you look at the two candidates, and they have record negatives as far as how people feel about them. So maybe you have some people who say this time, like, well, you know, I feel a duty to vote, but I can't vote for either of these people. So, well, let's see what, you know, Gary Johnson has to say, or what Jill Stein has to say, or something like that. So you could see a bump in third-party voting this time around. And it's important to note that if a third-party candidate gets 5% of the vote, they qualify for federal funding, which is big. That puts them in the game.
But it doesn't get them into the debates, right?
It does get them into the debates.
With 5%, I thought it was actually about 10%.
It would be the year after. So to get into the debates now, they would need to get 10%. But the year after, they would qualify for debates.
Okay, so they would. Gary Johnson would not be qualified to be in this year's presidential debates.
I believe he would need to poll at 10% in several national polls, which is what he's doing right now. And so you could see him in some of those debates, which would really make it interesting.
It certainly would.
Yeah.
And who do you think it would hurt the most?
I think it would hurt Donald Trump the most. I don't think there's any secret about that. You know, libertarian voters tend to lean a little more to the right. You know, Gary Johnson, he's a Republican governor, and you do have a large swath of Republicans who are, you know, they can't see themselves voting for Donald Trump, but at the same time, they can't see themselves voting for Hillary Clinton. Here you have a Republican governor with credentials who's running under a different ticket because, you know, the Republican Party didn't want him. So He could draw some votes from Donald Trump.
And he's an interesting candidate, too, because, you know, being a Republican governor of New Mexico, which is 80% Hispanic, is quite an achievement. And apparently he was quite popular as that governor.
I've always found it kind of strange that, you know, he wasn't embraced by kind of the party establishment more, because here you have this guy who he's insanely popular with young people who know who he is. And that's a demographic that, you know, the Republican Party has said they need to reach out to. Like you said, he's the governor of a state that was, you know, a very heavily Hispanic state. Another demographic that the Republican Party themselves say, hey, we need to make inroads with. So here you have this guy who, you know, he's got kind of, if you look at the RNC autopsy of 2012 and what it said, here's a guy who kind of matches those credentials, and yet no one seemed to really want to back him at all. It's kind of flustering.
I don't know where his campaign is right now. I know that about 6 or 8 months ago, I was getting press releases from the campaign, and I responded to them and said, hey, we have a statewide program here. We'd love to have, you know, Gary Johnson on the program. No response whatsoever.
You know, I reached out, and they said he will be coming to Nevada, and you think he would come to Nevada. Nevada has a little more libertarian kind of streak to it, so you think he would really be able to court voters here. I would expect him to come through, and if he keeps pulling at that 10% and say he starts getting some money, I think he'll be a little more active. And, you know, you look at CNN, and they had him on a town hall there. When was the last time a libertarian candidate had a town hall on CNN?
Probably more often than you would think, because all the libertarians joined the Republican Party because they couldn't get elected as libertarians.
But actually under the libertarian ticket. So I think you'll see him start getting a little more active, especially post-convention, once the nominations are sealed and everybody realizes, like, okay, these are the choices. Because you still have talk of, you know, brokered conventions and all that, even though it's, you know, the nominations have been secured for a while. But once it's kind of set in stone and the candidates start going forward and really being aggressive as, you know, November comes up, I think you'll start seeing Gary Johnson get out there a little more, too.
You know, it's interesting. We always talk at election time about how much money is spent to get a tiny sliver of the voting public, the people that have not made up their mind a week before the election. They're still being bombarded with hundreds of millions of dollars worth of advertising. Do you think that group is larger this time around than it's been in the past?
As far as being undecided, I don't know that it's necessarily undecided. I guess technically they would be undecided. I think it's people who, like I said earlier, can't see themselves voting for Trump and can't see themselves voting for Clinton. So I guess technically, yeah, it would be undecideds. But I don't know that ad spending is really going to do anything to kind of attract those people. You look at people, you know, take my mom, for instance. She's not really into either of the candidates, and maybe one of them can court her or something like that. But I don't know that all this ad spending is really going to do anything. You look at, you know, people have opinions about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. They're not new here or anything like that. So I don't know that the undecideds necessarily are larger.
All right, let's take a break. More with Seth Riches when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244. Or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Seth Richardson. He is a political reporter for the Reno Gazette Journal. You know, it's interesting to watch, and we've had a lot of time now over the years to watch the same people, the same company that ran both Obama campaigns, ran Senator Reid's campaign, are running the Hillary for America campaign. And one of the hallmarks in the Reid campaign 6 years ago was that by the time the primary was over, that Sharon Angle did not have her campaign organized because it had gone from all volunteer to a professional staff, but it took about 6 weeks. Before the end of that 6 weeks, looking back, you can see how the Reid campaign totally destroyed Sharon Angle, and they knew it was over in that time period. Do you think that there is a similar thing going on right now with the same people, that they probably had 17 campaigns laid out when the Republican race first started? Now they're focusing in on Donald Trump, and you see these stories being peeled off almost every day.
Yeah, I mean, the Clinton campaign is obviously much more organized nationwide. Just it's that way. I mean, you look at the layoffs that are not layoffs but firings that have happened in the Trump campaign, Corey Lewandowski, and other high profile firings. I think they are stumbling right now because they don't have that structure in. They might be starting to get there, but you know, like you said, now you know, Secretary Clinton has a head start because she has such a veritable campaign machine going on right now.
What do you think about the FBI and James Comey? To almost any other candidate, this would be devastating. But it appears the Clinton campaign just sails on.
I think that's got more to do with the circumstances of this election. Like I mentioned earlier, you know, record negative opinions on both sides of the aisle there, the Republicans and the Democrats. And people already have an opinion of Hillary Clinton. It's nothing new. If she were facing someone else, maybe this would be a little more devastating. You know, that press conference, the attack ads seem to write themselves. But with a candidate like Donald Trump, who's, you know, people have an even a larger negative opinion of him, I don't know that it's really going to do much. And again, people have an opinion of Clinton already, so this probably isn't going to change a whole lot of minds and a whole lot of hearts.
It's interesting to watch Reince Priebus, you know, and the speaker trying to be moderate at the same time having to push Trump back into the center every time.
Yeah, it's he does what he wants, but you notice that he raised a lot of money with the GOP over the past month. I think, you know, and he was pretty much broke. His campaign didn't have any money. And they raised, I think it was $26 million over the past month, which is still far short of what he's going to need to run a presidential campaign. But you see him starting to kind of fall in line with the GOP a little more. But then you have outbursts like the other night where, you know, he'd been taking flack for the Star of David picture, and he doubles down on it. And, you know, he got some flack for the Saddam Hussein comments, and he doubles down on it. And, he will go off script. That's what Donald Trump does. He's not a script reader. He's an entertainer. And he knows how to entertain, and that's what he does. And, of course, it blows up, and people have to do some damage control. And maybe that's why he's having a hard time finding people who want to work on his campaign, because you got to do a lot of damage control.
And I have to say, as somebody of the Jewish faith, I didn't see that Star of David thing as that at all. And I'm not blaming the Democrats. Their job is to go after whatever they can to attack. But coming back to the money question, this is really the big issue, which is if you don't have the money, you are not going to win the presidency. And you, even with all the, you know, I used to think that, like, if you were the attorney general of a state, that you wouldn't have to raise the money, because you could just, whenever you wanted to have a press conference, you could have a press conference, you'd be in front of the public whenever you wanted to. And that theory got blown to bits. The reality is, if you don't have the money, you're not going to win. And Donald Trump needs to raise $1.5 billion, and he is not even close.
That's absolutely true. And I mean, that's the story with any campaign, really. You go to local races or state races or, you know, U.S. Senate races or House of Representatives races. Yeah, you have to have the money. And right now he doesn't have the money. You know, he self-funded the primary and he kind of skated through getting some, I don't want to say skated through, but he got away with getting a lot of free press time because he would call into CNN. And of course, you know, CNN would be happy to talk to a presidential candidate. So he was doing kind of that sort of outreach. Whether that will work in a general election, I mean, that's pretty hard to say. You gotta have some ground game there, and right now it's not looking like he has much of a ground game.
What do you think when we get to the debates? I mean, I can't wait. I mean, I'm stocking in popcorn right now.
They should be entertaining, to say the least. Although, you know, we saw in the Republican debates he was kind of docile, but this time he doesn't have, you know, 13 people at his side who are all attacking each other instead of him. Now he's got to go one-on-one with Hillary Clinton, who, you know, is a very seasoned politician, against Donald Trump, who has never run for office before and is an entertainer. So they are going to be fascinating, I would say.
What do you think about the level of decorum? I mean, can Donald Trump hold back to be decorous? Or do you think that Hillary will be armed with so many barbs that he will not be able to resist just going off script?
I think he will definitely go off. I mean, there's really no script for a debate. And I think
hang on. They have debate prep.
They have debate prep.
I mean, people play the other candidates.
Yeah,
they throw every nasty, mean, horrible thing at them. So maybe not a literal script, but they're ready for anything.
You know, he's kind of a wild card. And, of course, you know, the Clinton campaign is going to have tons of jabs that they're going to throw at him. And I don't know how he's going to react. I mean, maybe one time she says something, it strikes a nerve, and he goes, he just goes off on a tangent about something. Or maybe he is such a seasoned entertainer that he knows how to play the crowd. It's that, you know, a year ago nobody thought Donald Trump was going to be the nominee. I don't want to sound like I'm counting him out at all, because nobody thought he was going to be the nominee. And then what happened? Well, here we are today. He's going to be the nominee. He's going to face Hillary Clinton. So who knows what's going to happen the next three, 4 months. Those debates, he, like you said, he does have prep, but he doesn't necessarily have a script that he can read. He doesn't have note cards and all that. So, yeah, he's going to have to go off. And say he gets a question out of left field, you know, those happen. It'll be interesting to see how he reacts, because, like I said, he's an entertainer. He's not a politician, so maybe he knows how to play the crowd.
He certainly does. Let's take a break. More with Seth when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's new Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum, because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Car trouble happens. It's inconvenient, costly, and sometimes even dangerous. Unless you've got this, a AAA card, same size as a credit card, but it's actually a Get It card. Need a tow? Tire change? Battery? Get It. 24/7, AAA certified road service technicians. And a AAA card goes with you, no matter whose vehicle you're in. How much for all this peace of mind? Only $56 a year. Call now and get it.
get this beverage container free, visit AAA.com/get it or call 1-844-867-3731.
With a AAA card, you get 24/7 emergency roadside service for just $56 a year. And discounts on purchases that can save you more than $56 a year. At places like Century Theaters, Reebok Outlets, Lens Crafters, auto repairs at any AAA-approved facility, and more. All for a price our members think is worth every penny. Only $56 a year. Call now and get it.
Get this hot and cold beverage container free. Visit AAA.com/get it or call AAA now at 1-844-867-3731.
Come experience a spotlight on the founding cultures of Elko County during the Western Heritage Festival, August 4th through the 7th. Celebrating this unique county with events taking place in Carlin, Wells, and Elko, Nevada, there will be a Mark Twain Chautauqua, authentic cultural food, storytellers, a mountain man rendezvous, and many more family activities. The Heritage Festival kicks off Thursday night with a parade, followed by dinner and a film in the park, and wraps Saturday night with a dance and live music. Plus, all the amazing countywide cultural activities will be happening all weekend long. So come celebrate with us during the Elko County Western Heritage Festival, August 4th through the 7th.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Seth Richardson. He's the political reporter for the Reno Gazette Journal. One of the things that's been interesting is with these major Republican donors who are saying, we're not going to give money to Donald Trump. In fact, he's a billionaire. If he wants $1.5 billion, let him fund it himself, which of course would not be good because then you would be seen as nobody supports you because you've got to put all your own money in. But what they're doing is they're going towards the Senate and the House races, and they're going to the governor's races. What do you think that's going to do in Nevada?
Well, we already see, you know, we've already seen $50 million in outside spending that's come to the state. I assume we're going to see a lot more than that, not to mention the campaign contributions. You are going to see a renewed focus from those kind of billionaire mega donors on, you know, House races and Senate races, because there is a fear that Donald Trump might lose them the Senate. And I've heard people talk about him possibly losing the House. That's a, you know,
that would be stunning.
That's the worst case scenario, I would say. But
For Republicans.
For Republicans, yes, obviously. But you will see a renewed focus on those, you know, the Senate races and the House races, and, you know, especially here in Nevada, because this is one of five, so there are one of five seats that are considered kind of a toss-up. This is one of them, and it's the only one held by a Democrat, so it's really the only kind of spot for a Republican pickup here to where they can keep it, as far as those five that are considered toss-ups. So you will see a lot of ad spending here.
And it's been interesting because over the last few years, I was thinking that more and more we were leaning Democratic, but we are still definitely a battleground state, no doubt about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, people don't necessarily vote party affiliation here. It's not, you know, blue down the ticket, red down the ticket. People, you know, you could have Hillary Clinton take this state and Joe Heck could win the Senate seat. That's not outside the realm of possibility at all.
We saw that the last time around with Dean Heller.
Yes, absolutely. So you can see, you know, a two different parties win kind of top of the ticket races. That's just Nevada.
One of the things that will be interesting is to see the awakening of the culinary and the AFL-CIO. Mm. And certainly in the caucus, where they pushed Hillary Clinton over the top, because from my sources, they say that Bernie was, you know, pushing ahead there. And it was when MGM was approached by Senator Reid to say, please make sure that, you know, your people can go out and vote. And then the culinary and the AFL-CIO jumped in, that pushed Hillary over the top. So they're a big force in Southern Nevada, but not so much in Northern Nevada.
No, definitely not. But they will be active in probably the presidential race, the U.S. Senate race, and I would imagine CD4 as well. They are a force to be reckoned with down there. Up here, yeah, not so much. We don't necessarily have that kind of force. And we're the swing county and the swing state as well. So you'll have to see people play up here a little bit more, get into more you know, shoe leather politics.
CD4 and CD3. Pretty wild races.
They are going to be wild races, absolutely. I mean, I thought we were going to have a fun Senate race, and now we're going to have two just kind of crazy House races to go along with it.
It's interesting. Chip Evans in CD2, you know, has gotten a lot of support from D.C. I'm not sure how much financial support he's going to get, but boy, that's a tough road to hoe.
And it is. It's, you know, he's definitely facing a disadvantage up here, but he is working really hard. He's out there. He's, you know, trying to, you know, meet people and raise money and knock on doors. So he's working hard at it.
Jill Derby was the last Democrat, I think, that had a realistic chance in her first run at CD2. But even she was not able to overcome the Republican advantage there.
But in this insane election year, can you really say never? That's the thing that you got to realize about this year, you know, who knows what's going to go topsy-turvy and whatnot. And he is facing a disadvantage up here. It's a pretty solid red district. It's never gone blue, actually. And but like I said, he's out there working and he's trying the best that he can. And you know, anything can happen from now until November.
And it's been interesting because a lot of times we talk about how the people who are yelling and screaming that, you know, want a Donald Trump or another character like that, that they don't actually go out and vote. But they have been voting this time around.
Definitely in the caucuses they came out, or in the primaries in other states. I mean, you saw record turnout on the Republican side. But again, you do have to cater to independents at some point, and it looks like independents are leaning a little more D at this point.
It's going to be a fascinating, fascinating election cycle. Are you going to get to go to the conventions at all?
I am not going to the conventions, but I would imagine that every political science student in the nation is frothing at the mouth to write their thesis on this year.
So. I would say absolutely. Yeah. Seth Richardson, always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir. You're going to be a very busy man. Please come back during the cycle.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Brian Hansen. We at ProSpinal want to help you get back to a pain-free and active life without the use of drugs or surgery, and here's how we do it. Non-surgical spinal decompression gently increases the space between two spinal segments to slowly increase the disc height. As the disc draws back in, pressure on the nerve root is removed. The result, a non-surgical, non-painful procedure to get you out of pain. In most cases, our patients feel relief within the first 3 days, but if that's not the case, we refund the cost of care and refer you to the most appropriate physician. There is so much to do in the area. Shouldn't you enjoy doing it without pain? Our consultations are always free, so call us today. It's time to get your life.
Not too long ago, this was considered state-of-the-art rug cleaning. Today, this is the state-of-the-art, and the only one to offer it in Northern Nevada is the Carpet Tender. Thanks to an incredibly powerful vacuum and dust system, the amount of dirt removed by this system before actual washing begins is amazing. The Carpet Tender is the safe choice with over 18 years' experience using this rug washing system. Considering another company? Ask them how much experience they have. Remember, it's the Carpet Tender or something less.
I'm your spokesperson. Attention! Did your doctor implant an IVC filter to trap blood clots? The FDA warns these devices can cause heart and lung damage, internal bleeding, even death.
Call 1-800-222-0531.
You may be entitled to compensation. These metal devices can move or break, causing serious injury to your heart or lungs, even death. If you or a loved one received a blood clot filter, you may be entitled to compensation.
Call 1-800-222-0531.
Don't miss the summer clearance event at Reno Dodge. Right now, Ram 1500s are on sale. Get a new 2016 Ram 1500 Express for only $32,000 even, and you can shop our entire inventory online. Reno Dodge. Powered by trust. Driven by you.
Bassett is unique in regards to that customability. You got 1,000 different fabrics to pick from.
Very customizable. You can choose the back. You can choose the arm. You can choose the leg.
We couldn't be any happier.
3 days only at Bassett. Save 30% on one item and 25% store-wide.
To get a DD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.